Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light of darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness. Joyous light of glory of the immortal Father,
heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ, we have come to the setting of the sun, and we look to the evening light. We sing to God, the Father,
be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful and you love your whole creation. And we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend upon us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever. Amen. A reading from Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and all those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. The word of the Lord. The first church I served was in Prosperity, South Carolina, just up the road, about 20 or 30 miles. They were very gracious and patient with their new pastor, who still had a lot to learn. But one thing they did still impresses me. The choir celebrated Christmas in July. Every year, the choir gathered together one day in July, and they all brought Christmas desserts to share, and our fellowship hall had a Christmas tree and other decorations festooning the whole place. Then, before they had the party, they would go to the choir room and begin practicing the music they would present at Christmas. It was an opportunity for a first look at the music and getting prepared for the season. Maybe we should all do that. It might be good if we remembered Christmas or Easter or even Thanksgiving at other times of the year and not just during their season. And because of what that choir did, I often think about that during the heat of summer, and usually about July sometimes, I think about suggesting that we sing Joy to the World in worship. But not because of what that choir did. Rather, to help us realize that while it's a great Christmas carol, there's really nothing at all in it that speaks exclusively about Christmas. It's a perfectly fine hymn to use at other times of the year too. Because you see, Joy to the World is actually a paraphrase of Psalm 98. A few weeks ago, we talked about the prolific hymn writer Isaac Watts, and he's responsible for Joy to the World as well, although someone else wrote the tune. But Psalm 98 is what has been termed as an enthronement psalm. Just like presidents sometimes have a poet create a new poem for their inauguration, often new psalms would be written when a new king was enthroned in Israel. Typically, enthronement psalms like this one speak of God being the ruler of all creation. They would describe God's loving and gracious character and God's awesome power and might. And the point is to remind everyone, and especially to remind the new king, that he was supposed to embody God's character as he ruled the people. in Psalm 98, many of God's victories are recounted. It recalls the Exodus, how God led the Hebrew people out of slavery in Egypt. It celebrates how God brought the people back from exile in Babylon and more. In short, it points out how God's reign has ongoing significance for God's people. And right about there, the psalm leaves us with some pretty difficult questions to ask ourselves. How significant is God in society today? In what ways has God lost significance in our world? How do we discover, remember, and enlighten God's significance? There are other questions too. As we remember God's victories and leading the people out from their times of trouble, we need to ask, what do we need an exodus from? What are we in bondage to? And suddenly this enthronement psalm is speaking to some very real issues in our lives. And it speaks to life every day, not just at Christmas. There's one more thing about both the psalm and the hymn. Both of them spend a lot of time talking about all creation singing God's praises. Now, it might seem odd to us to think about birds and giraffes and fish singing praise to God. It might seem even odder to think about trees and grasses and corn plants doing the same thing. And yet, you might remember that when Jesus was entering Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, the crowds were going wild and singing hosannas to him, and some of the Pharisees told Jesus to quieten them down. But Jesus replied, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would begin to shout." The coming of Jesus is a time to be proclaimed, a time to be praised, a time for song, a time for joy to all the world. Any time of year, all time of year. Repeat the sounding joy. The Lord is come. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For all servants of the church and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For our public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love is supporting us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.